for, well, the $2 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill passed by Congress received some criticism from the states. But here to tell us a little bit about it is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who's joining us live now on the Newsline. Senator Booker, thanks for joining us.
It's very good to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about New Jersey. What specifically does this federal package mean for New Jersey?
Well, it's going to mean a tremendous amount of resources for us, first and foremost, for our first responders and in our hospitals. Overall, it's going to have $100 billion for programs to provide direct assistance to healthcare facilities on the front lines of the crisis, PPE resources, as well as to buy things like testing supplies and other things that will be needed in this surge. So that's billions of dollars that will come to New Jersey. But on top of that, all New Jerseyans, whether you're a small business owner, whether you're a person who's been laid off from their job, there's going to be a number of things in the bill, from expanding unemployment insurance to virtually be a full paycheck replacement for many, many New Jerseyans. In addition, you'll see individual cash payments being given out for families and for children as well. It helps people with federal loans and giving people forbearance to make sure that they don't have to pay their loan payments, whether it's student loan payments for many months or federal loan payments on top of that. And it's going to give very critical assistance directly to states, to our state, to help with our budget crisis we're having as a result of the expenditures that are going on, as well as local governments as well. So this is the biggest bill of its kind in the history of the United States. And there's a lot. It's not perfect. It came as a result of a compromise. It doesn't have everything in it that I want, but it will bring a lot of relief to people who are feeling economic insecurity right now or just worries about the surge that's coming to our healthcare facilities.
And we know there was quite a battle in the Senate over this bill. New York State, where we are, has the highest number of cases. New Jersey has the second highest number of cases. Second hard hit, we learned from Governor Murphy today, over 18,000 cases in the state, 267 deaths. Do you feel that New York and New Jersey were shortchanged at all in this bill?
Look, I think we're going to have to go back and do more. I just do not think the resources, ultimately, knowing that this is going to last for many months, I think that we're going to have to come back and do another package. That said, I have to give Governor Murphy and his team a tremendous shout out. They have been resilient and resourceful, and we've been partnering with them to do all kind of troubleshooting, whether it's just locating ventilators and PPE or thinking creatively about how to expand hospital capacity. This is the greatest challenge to our country that many of us have seen in our lifetimes. And to see the way people are rising to the occasion is really important. But I believe very strongly that the federal government, that Congress is going to have to go back in session, get back into action to make sure that people, communities, hospitals, police departments, make sure that everybody has the resources so that we can overcome this incredible challenge that's coming at us and we're experiencing now.
What would you want to see in the next stimulus plan? And is the Senate working on it right now?
You know, there's a lot of working groups that are going on. And I'm encouraged to tell you that I've been having conversations with Republicans, with House of Representative members. There is this spirit right now that has us coming together. It's sort of what I've been always trying to make my Senate career about, is breaking down the lines that divide us and affirming the ties that bind us. And so for me, this is going to be a lot of things, from educational support. We do not know when our children will go back to school. There's some good things helping our schools out in this bill, but we need to think even more creatively. I've been working and talking to philanthropists and others to help hotspots and laptops available. Well, that shouldn't just be philanthropy alone. Our federal government can do more about it. There are a lot of businesses that they're going to get some lifelines right now, but are going to need to do more and need more help. What I really want and will fight for is that when this crisis is over, to get our economy back on its feet as quickly as possible. And I think there's going to be more resources needed at that point. So there's a number of things that we should be including in that. And then,
well, can I ask, one of the criticisms of the last bill was that there's a one-time payment of $1,200 for workers and for families who may be out of work for months if businesses and companies remain shut down. Is that something that should be increased? And do you see any hope for that in a new bill?
Well, if you will remember, I led the charge with a number of senators to make it a multiple tranched part of the bill. In other words, a first payment we wanted to be higher of $2,000, and then another one that's automatically triggered if the economy doesn't get off its feet by the next quarter. So I'm definitely one of those people that believes that $1,200 and $500 for kids is not enough. Should this crisis endure? And it's something I'll be fighting for. And then the final thing I want to say about looking to the future, we as a country now know that we have got to be far more resilient to challenges like this. That means not being an outlier and being the only developed nation that doesn't have paid sick leave. That means making sure that we have the kind of resources preparing for future possible pandemics. And so there's a lot of things that we should be learning and start acting on right now as well as we look at this crisis.
And one last question. What are your concerns about the most vulnerable communities in New Jersey, the low-income communities, and the ones who will feel this the hardest?
Well, as you may know, I'm the only United States senator that lives in a community that is at or below the poverty line. I live in a section of Newark, New Jersey, that is a working class, low income neighborhood. And so there are a lot of issues, from just the homelessness issue in and of itself to the incredible demands on our food banks. And so we're going to work on that on the federal and the state level. But I think all New Jerseyans, all people in this region should understand that if this is the greatest test to our country, we may not have been alive to storm beaches in Normandy or do freedom rides or sit-ins, but this is our time to step up and do for those who need our help. All of us should be thinking of ways, even if it's just sitting at home and supporting everything from a domestic violence hotline or a local food bank. There are lots of organizations trying to do the good work that need your help right now. This is the time to understand that the only way this country has ever gotten through tragedies, crises, challenges is to do it together. And we need to be reaching out to each other and supporting each other during this difficult time.
Senator Cory Booker, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
WCBS News Time is 4:01.